stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Right. September 3rd, Town Board Meeting. All right, get right into it. Minutes to be accepted, August 6th and August 21st.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. So we have a resolution tonight changing the grade for Peter Gallo, who is a cemetery maintenance worker. His full-time status was changed on August 7th of 2023 of last year. He needs to be moved from grade 3 to grade 4 with an effective date of 9/3/2024 at a wage of $20.53 an hour.
Motion.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Catskill Casting correspondence. Catskill Casting historical markers. The Champlain Notice of Change, segment 11 EM and CP. I believe this is they changed the location again on Allen Street. That's what this is about. Green County Human Service Annual Senior Citizen, September 13th, 2024, 12 PM to 3 PM at the Historic Warehouse. Anybody's available? I think we all got anybody for that. Green County Resolution 294-24, awarding bid for propane to Nolan Bottled Gas Company. Letter from Katrina Smith regarding creek erosion at Old Catskill Creek Ave on town-owned property. Email from Hoka regarding the cat auction September 21st at 1 o'clock at the Historic Warehouse. I know JR and Brian, you both already volunteered to help me auction the cats off. Or Jared, and I think all three of you did. You helped last year, which is greatly appreciated. It's a lot of fun. Continuing business. Jared, you want to touch on the fire contract for the village?
We've pretty much come to the agreement that I think we'll do $195 for a one-year contract. That should give the village time to get their finances in order, similar to like the deal we did for Leeds a few years ago. And I think that'll give us a better picture on moving forward what's going to be the look of fire in the town of Catskill and even Greene County in the next couple of years. So at that, I'd like us to this evening set a public hearing for the 18th joint meeting with the village board.
Is that a joint meeting, Liz, or do they do theirs on their own?
It's not a joint meeting.
So it's just for us.
Oh, okay. They were under the impression that they were coming to ours. So.
They can attend, but it's not a joint meeting. You only have a joint meeting with Athens because you have a contract with Athens.
Right. Okay. So the 18th at 6:30, public hearing for the Catskill fire contract.
Okay, motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Brian, you feel comfortable with Leeds?
Yeah, Jared and I met with them, and they were looking for 10, 10, and 10, and it didn't necessarily fall on deaf ears, but we told them we would look into it. And then Mr. Peroni from Athens, he said 8, 10, and 10. But the more I think about it, maybe we do a 1 year with them as well, just to see what we're looking at for the next coming year.
We did, about 4 years ago, Leeds was in a little rough patch. We did a 1 year contract with them. And in the last 4 years, they have come leaps and bounds from where they were. Mm-hmm. The current leadership that they have that company in the right direction. I would be comfortable with an 8, 10, and 10. You know, this way, I know they want to start planning for future apparatus. Mm-hmm. For the three-year contract, they'd be able to do that. Or if we're going to do a one-year contract.
I also brought up during the meeting, too, because they think the town has all this money coming to that area because all the new development. I explained to them that most of these new developments have pirates. So if they ever want to get a fair share of what they deserve, they should form a fire district. Because that's the only way they can collect the right amount on these properties other than what the town's given in a pilot agreement.
Yeah, they'd be included on a separate line with the pilot. Yeah.
So really, Brian and I just need to know, do we go back with the 3-year at 8, 10, and 10? Is everybody okay with that, or do you want to do it? Sure. I think really the shorter term, we did this with them. They've proven to us that they can handle their finances. They've rebuilt their organization. And they have, like Patrick said, come leaps and bounds with their bookkeeping. They have a professional accountant they hire now that they pay. They have a lot of stuff that needs to be done out there.
And they
want to, you know, they want to replace some apparatus, but be smart about it and replace them with things that they can put on the road and get out there rather than something that just sits in the firehouse and looks.
And unfortunately with them, we're playing catch up because they went X amount of years without a raise.
Yeah, they didn't shirk that. And
yeah, they replied
us. Told us front and center.
Well, it wasn't, I mean.
It wasn't the town board's fault. They just never came to us and asked for increases. Right. So it's.
Plus they took us out in the garage and they showed us this, that, and the other thing, things they wanted to accomplish. And
that's why I'm glad the meeting was out.
Like a.
Increase the efficiency. There's no insulation.
I guess it was like a 5-year plan.
Yeah.
You know, that they.
They got kind of put behind the eight ball because of the roofing situation.
Yes.
They went with a low bidder on a roof. The roof almost caved in. So they had to have an emergency roof repair there. So all set it in, and it cost over $100,000 for the two roofs that had been 1 year period.
What was our contract last time? 3 year?
Three year. Yeah, we just are coming off a 6% increase. So, I mean, with everything they provided to us, I feel confident that the money will go to good use.
I'm good with it. I'll make a motion to do the 3-year
so 10-10.
I would second it. You know.
Motion by Brian, second by JR to bring that back to the Leeds Fire Department.
We need the gear to do what you got to do to get the job done.
Right.
So.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Do we have to have a joint meeting with Athens?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you want to wait until you talk to Athens?
Athens is meeting tomorrow night.
Can we go on 18th?
So hopefully.
Schedule it in October.
It would probably be best to schedule the first Tuesday in October if that's okay with the Athens board.
Yeah, because I'll have to be here. At least three. Okay, so I received a request from Patty Duchesne to use the Senior Center for St. Anthony's Secular Franciscan Order for a fundraiser on November 3rd from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. They've done this for many years from what I can remember. I did explain to her that half of the silverware in the kitchen belongs to the county, so they'd only be able to use half. I reminded her that they would have to clean up after themselves, make sure that the place was in better condition than what they found it. She agreed to those. Looking for a motion to approve or deny?
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve from Dawn, second by Jared. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Next one is a request to use Game Farm from Ojai Productions. September 6th, they are filming, I believe it's almost up by Poly Rock, if I remember right. Greene County Sheriff's Department is going to be providing traffic control. I instructed them to notify Greene County 911 and Kiskatown Fire Department just for notification. Motion by JR, second. Second by Brian, all in favor?
Got it.
Motion carried. Hotel and motel occupancy tax. I saw Ted said in he wants to do a little research on this.
Yeah, I asked him to converse with the village attorney to see how the village did it.
Yeah.
Because most of the legwork's done.
Yeah.
Liz and I. No. Okay.
It's just a request.
It's a request to, you have to get the request approved by the governor and then you can move forward with.
Yeah, last time you Hinchy presented sponsored it on the floor, but I don't know if it was.
It hasn't been signed by the governor yet. I'd like to start the research process because I think we've waited long enough for the county, and the more and more development we're getting, pilots, the less we're getting. And between, you know, Camptown, the revitalization of some of these resorts, the hotel that'll hopefully go up at the through exit, I really think we could build a substantial, like, Parks and Rec budget or a community fund using the bed tax to reinvest.
Yeah, I'm for
it. Hello.
Hi.
Is this the village meeting?
It's the town board meeting. What meeting are you looking for?
I think it's this one.
Okay, come.
Yes,
ma'am.
Okay.
Come on in.
I'll
get
my turn.
Okay. He's got to sign in. I did skip over the pickleball court and basketball court. I just reached out to Delaware Engineering to assist us with the plans for this. So
yeah, a few people that have responded to our bid have asked us for plans. And our intention was kind of something to tell us. So everyone wants plans. So
they assured me they'll get it to us by October. This way we can have a contract signed by the deadline to use ARPA funds for this. The only thing I have to bring up is I would like to officially implement that the new employee hire letter that I passed around to everybody. That would be the final step when we hire an employee. This way, when it comes in front of us, this would be for hires and or promotions within. So once an employee is hired, we get that, we get their job description, exactly what they're supposed to be doing, their start date and their rate of pay. We can read that into record. I'd like to make that an official act as part of the hiring process.
Do we add that to the handbook or do we add that to the...
I don't think that's added to the handbook.
No.
Yeah, that would go right along with our background checks and physical and stuff.
Do you need a motion for that?
Yes.
Motion.
Motion second. By Dawn, second by JR, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. That'll be for town hall, for ambulance, for highway.
Any non-union?
Even the union, it's a good record keeping.
Yeah.
We want to try it. It's not going to cost a lot of money to buy picnic tables and benches or whatever from ARPA. As slow as the state works, I don't know if we'll have an answer by December. So I'm wondering if we should buy tables
for Ricky Kramer,
and then if we get this property, we can move them back up there.
Because he said once that permit process goes through, then we might be able to have it before the end of the year. Because I told him we wanted to try to use some ARPA funds for that, so he's trying to move it along as quick as he can. He's just got to wait for the rest of his team to go out and assess the property, and then he was going to get back to us. That's why we were pushing on that application. So, and then they'd be willing to donate it, obviously, for $1. At this time, some community members did stop by, seeing us all out there. To even help out in any which way, volunteer, so that was a nice thing too.
That'd be good there. We get that up there, we should try to, I would like to try to get something in Kiskatom and then something in Cement again.
Yeah, a little everywhere or something.
Each hamlet we should have a park that is warm.
Yep, I agree.
JR? Jared?
Well, we're moving forward. We're waiting for the paint codes so we can finalize the scoreboard design. Just working on budgets with different departments. Brian and I met with the cemetery. That's pretty figured out. George got his indicators to, so the only last big one we have is code, and that should be completed on Thursday. I don't think I have anything else we talked about.
The elevator. We have to keep that in mind.
Yes. So one big expense that we're going to use ARPA towards more than likely is going to be replacing the elevator in Town Hall. It's obsolete. It's no longer supported by the company. And when the power goes out, it doesn't come back online very quickly. Oh, that was the other thing. Actually, during the power outage, when I was here the other day, and Liz and I got John at the elevator, realized there's no emergency lighting downstairs in the basement. We should have installed at least two spotlights that are battery. It was dark.
And then I know Patrick said they were scanning the roofs, maybe using some of the ARPA funds for repairing the roofs that have been done. Town Hall, Senior Center, maybe the ambulance building.
They haven't responded with.
He's working on a budget.
Yeah.
He'll submit his
And then I met with the clerk, discussed the budget there. That's about it. We'll have these fire contracts passed us. I know George was supposed to be getting back to us. I know he reached out to Town Athens and they're okay for 1 year. We just have to set a meeting for that too.
Brian?
Good.
Don?
Just want to let everybody know that the there will be a welcome breakfast at the Senior Center on September 20th at 10 a.m. And I am going to speak with Kirsten about getting a an agreement with Ginsburg so that it's just easier. We spoke with Kirsten this morning, Brian and I did. And so.
Okay.
And another thing was Jack out at Highway regarding the heating system. So I told him to get some quotes, get back to us. So just waiting to hear back from him on.
Should have.
I didn't get anything from him.
We have a quote from Huber.
We got a quote
from
Huber. We're going to need three quotes on that, right? Since it's over 30,000.
I told him we need three. Yeah. And then his compressor, too. There was a problem with the compressor, had an electrical issue, burnt up one side of it. So electronic system on it. So I told him to get some quotes on that, too. He was getting back to me.
Yeah.
The compressor is not that old. I think he said it's 6 or 7 years old. He's surprised that the breaker didn't trip and it actually shorted out the control module. I think we would definitely get some nice circuit credits by upgrading the big track out there.
Yep.
So I just want to see what Matt, pick Matt's brain a little, because he's turned into the nice circuit grant.
Yeah.
Got it? Because then we also have that extra money that's going to go towards HVAC and ambulance and senior center.
Okay. Public comment. You're up. Just state your name, please.
Well, that was so fast. My name is Claudia. Claudia Nash. I've been living in Catskill for the last 3 years, and I've been upstate since I was 15. And I was surprised to find out that Green County doesn't have an animal shelter. And there currently is a coalition of people trying to raise money. They meet at Cairo. And they're interested, or we collectively are now interested in raising money twice a year through a pet parade. And just curious if that process starts here, if we want to shut down Main Street, are we able to do that? Will they already be shutting down Main Street for Halloween?
You'll have to, Main Street is under the village board, so you'll have to go to them to ask permission for that. No.
We're the town board.
We're the town board.
So if you wanted to have it in Leeds, then you might
then we
be
can
in
help
spot.
You. But Main Street, you'll have to go to. It's
good to know.
Yeah.
422 Main Street and you'll want to speak to Anna Signoretti.
Anna.
Anna.
Jamie's actually one of the village trustees.
Okay, so the village and the town.
Separate.
Yeah, and Jamie Heyer, who's part of your organization, she's a village trustee.
Okay. So the village board will be back.
Yep.
And this is the town.
This is the town.
This is like municipal.
We're outside the village.
So anything outside the 2 square miles is us.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Even though our physical location is in the village.
Okay.
Quite confusing.
That's an interesting distinction.
That's what happens when you move upstate.
Okay, village board, Jamie.
Jamie. Yep.
Jamie Heyer and
Anna. Anna is the
Anna
clerk.
Cigarette.
The clerk of the village board.
Correct.
The village board meets in the senior center.
Correct.
Yep. Which is a town building.
I should make
Sorry, what's that?
Do you have brochures that say all?
Just websites.
Yep, town of Catskill and the village of Catskill.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Have a good night.
This is very
Mr. Rizzo.
No.
You don't
have anything
to
say? No. Take a look at the new shirts.
And those of us who forgot to wear
them. The bookends decided to be original.
Actually some clarification, not so much questions. In regards to the pickleball court, the basketball court, where is that going to be located? Is that at the Rudy Kramer Field?
Yes, behind the existing playground there.
Is there enough land for you to be able to do that?
Yep.
Has there been a outpouring of requests for that particular item?
Quite a few. For years now, people have been asking for the basketball court.
Uh-huh.
It's probably only the last 2 years that people are really interested in pickleball. Cantine Field now has pickleball courts, so a lot of local residents are going down there. So a lot of residents have asked to have one somewhere in the town.
And will that include outdoor lighting for night playing?
No plans
for
that.
No plans for that now.
Daytime.
Just daytime, yeah.
And the park's closed at dusk anyway, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're working on lighting for the baseball field, but nothing for the playground or the basketball courts yet.
I mean, if you're going to be working on the lighting for the baseball field, it would seem prudent to take a look at.
Sure, we'll see.
Basketball court and pickleball.
Yeah, we can see what the additional cost for those would be, yeah.
I mean, it'd be just a connection over to the two, however they set the lighting up.
Right.
What's wrong with the current scoreboard?
It's worn out. And whoever put it where it is didn't take into account where people sit to watch the game. Because anyone on the right side of the field
can't see
the scoreboard. And it's so faded.
Is this scoreboard going to be out in center field?
Yeah.
Right field.
Right.
Right center. Okay. Yeah.
Will it have a real time display?
Yes.
As the game's going,
yep.
Yeah.
You can see.
Yeah, it's actually remote, which is great. So now, sometimes if they don't have someone to work the booth,
mm-hmm.
one of the coaches on the bench can actually. Use the scoreboard from their phone or from the actual mobile device.
Will there be a microphone system so that somebody could broadcast?
We haven't looked into upgrading the PA system.
Pardon?
We haven't looked into the upgrade of the PA system.
Well, if you're going to do a scoreboard, then I would assume that you would want to be able to look at maybe having a system on the scoreboard that would maybe.
That'd get a lot more expensive.
The system would probably go
off. Well, I I can imagine how much it is, but
yeah, they had some great.
My past experience with the high school and the scoreboard that they have up there for that upper field, that is a joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That scoreboard was not done properly. And so what I'm asking is, you know, look at.
Yeah. No, I've looked at
those options as you go.
They've got a lot of nice add-ons. Yeah. There's like you could have a digital board that displays different stuff going across. There's a lot of nice add-ons, but the price.
You have to have somebody to run it too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The PA wise, I broadcasting from out in Wright Center might be annoying to some of the residents and play back into the cemetery during stuff where I thought.
Oh, I don't think the residents in the cemetery.
Well. The senior citizens to the left in the nursing home light.
Oh, in the nursing. Well, maybe they might make want to listen to a baseball game.
So that's why I was thinking if we could improve it more from the actual announcer's booth and face it more down into the field.
Probably cheaper, too.
Yeah.
That request for the game farm road, is the town going to be compensated for any damage or anything that's done to that road?
We're not. They're not.
Do you have a contract with them?
It's through the county, yes.
Oh, I'm thrilled.
Yeah. They're shutting down one lane. They're not doing anything. I think they're filming one vehicle scene, and they're shutting down half a lane.
That's not a county road. That's a town road.
It's a town road, yeah.
I would make sure that there's something in the agreement that if something happens on that town road, that if the town has to repair something, that they be reimbursed for. Next one is, hold on for a second. The historic markers. Are you looking at specific places to put the historic markers?
Or was that just correspondence?
Was that just correspondence?
That was just correspondence.
Oh, okay. I mean, is there an opportunity for the town to put certain historic markers back up? We used to have a lot of them. State stop maintaining them.
Yeah, now it's a private company, isn't it? And you have to pay it if you want it.
Well, this is a private company.
Repainted?
They sent you a brochure saying if you'd like to have them done, they'll do it.
I know there's the most two new ones I've seen was the one down at the town of Allison and the town of Smith's Landing, Smith, are the two newest ones I've seen.
But those were put up by private funds.
Yeah.
They weren't put up by the town.
No, we've been trying to get a new welcome to the town of Casco Sons for a couple of years now.
And in the fire contracts, I know that you noted, I'm assuming, 10 meets percent. And that's not with the village. Well, the village is strictly a set price, $195.
Yes.
Or $195.
$195 with the village, a 3-year tentative contract with Leeds.
With the village? Only a 1-year contract.
Yes.
And then with Leeds, you're looking at a 3-year contract. At 10, 10, 10?
8, 10, and 10.
8, 7, 10?
8, 10.
I'm sorry.
8, 10, and 10.
8.
So roughly over 3 years, about a 28% increase.
And you do know that Athens is building a new firehouse.
West Athens.
Well, the contract is with West Athens. West Athens is the fire company that you jointly have a contract
with. We have a joint contract with the town of Athens.
But the town of Athens uses West Athens as their fire company.
For some of the district, yes.
For that part of the district is in the town of Casco.
Yep.
That Leeds doesn't cover because it's not in their district.
No, Leeds covers part of the town of Athens. Leeds covers Catskill and part of the town of Athens. That's why both boards are involved.
Gypsy Point, Greenway, Indian
Ridge. Why is West Athens involved? They're not involved.
No. No, they're their own separate entity.
The hotel and motel occupancy tax is a dream.
It's something that Jared brought up that I agree with him that we should look into.
Okay. And will that interfere with the county's look at hotel and occupancy tax for the county? The
county's had 40 years to put a bed tax in the county, and they still haven't done it. So that's why I think the town needs to move forward and do it on our own.
The can the county or some, excuse me, can the town on its own authorize a hotel?
If the state approves it. If the state approves it, yes. It has to be approved by the state. Okay. The governor has to sign off on it.
But the governor, there's no bill right now.
The only one that I know of is the village applied.
The village applied for occupancy tax?
Yep. I don't think there's anybody else.
We were Googling it. There was a couple towns that did it in the last couple of years, right, Liz? When we were playing on the interwebs the other day?
When it was first discussed doing it, we contacted the Association of Towns. We said that it was a very difficult endeavor to have the state sign off on a town or village bed tax. Because if you have a population over a certain number, because in the city, you can, your own board can just enact it. So after we received that information, we didn't look at it again until you mentioned it. So the village attorney put in a home rule request that goes to the New York State Assembly and to the Senate. And so that is, and which was passed in June, and that is now on
the governor's
rules for her signature. So that is what you would be wanting your tax attorney to do.
But that's the village tax bill.
Yes.
Catskill Avenue, you indicated that there was nothing the town could do on Catskill.
It's old. I didn't say that. We received a letter from the property owner.
Something about the water going into, but it's a...
The creek is eroding the bank.
It's a federal waterway, so...
Yeah.
So you have no authority?
We've had meetings with DC up there. I've met the property owner up there a couple times. You know, you can't just go into a body of water nowadays. So we're waiting to see what the next steps are from DEC. And we don't have the money to put any pylons along that shoreline.
That's not a runoff issue, is it?
No. No, this is directly in the creek.
Is right it along drainage there. Issue or is it just water coming down?
It's just water coming down the mountain. That's a road in that bank.
Water doing what water does, it's changing its path.
Well, that's normal. When will you start your budget?
Next month?
Yes, so the budgets are due by September 30th, and probably I would believe at the next meeting the board will schedule budget workshop meetings for October.
Has the county sent any more money to you? Authorize any more money to, not specifically to the town of Casper, but to the towns. Are you aware of any resolutions?
As far as extra ARPA money? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got that, and we bought...
It's going towards the scoreboard project.
Pardon me?
We're using it towards the scoreboard project. It's paying for about half the scoreboard project.
Because it was specifically for youth services or veterans services?
And it was $25,000.
And it was $25,000.
Let's veterans need a scoreboard.
Yeah, there you go. You can run it.
Yeah, put some veteran signs on it.
Well, American Legion does play there.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. The other thing is, I just thought of something. I'm sorry to be wordy, but I haven't had an opportunity to come here.
No, we haven't seen you in a while.
You're fine. Go ahead.
I'm just concerned that with the village budget, or sorry, the town budget, that we're running into obviously more expenses higher expenses. I was just wondering about the any extra expenses that may come up. And this issue with the, well, I mean, no, it's an issue with the pipeline, the gas line has to be moved or just adjusted.
Yep, DOT approved that. That was all.
That's all approved.
Yeah, I think they shifted it south maybe 3 feet from what they originally wanted to do, and DOT approved it.
And the town will receive income from that?
Oh yeah. Yep, we have two different pilots that'll start in 25 or 26.
Pilots?
Yeah, well.
And lieu of taxes?
Yeah. Yep, one can be used solely for infrastructure, and then the other one can be used whatever the town wants, but neither one of them can be used to offset taxes. So we can't say we're bringing in $50,000 from Champlain, so we're going to lower tax to $50,000. We can't do that.
Is that?
That's how it's
written. That's the agreement.
That's the agreement. Yep.
And where do we stand out in by Stewart's the IDA in regards to the hotel or any other buildings that may go up there?
So that is a Village of Catskill issue in conjunction with DEC.
Because no, I'm talking about the siting of a facility.
Well, they want a hotel.
Yep.
Supposed
I
to
know the hotel on yeah. the opposite side.
Nothing that I know.
Behind the old D&D? Nothing.
There's nothing going on?
Nope. The gas line was installed by the booster station for the village. It ends right there. Nothing, as far as I know, is being talked about, developed in that lot.
The idea is not doing it, or they don't have anybody.
Correct.
The only development right now is
the hospital. At one time, the hospital.
Yeah, they pulled out. That was, what, 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
I know they pulled out.
And then they did the demo on that building and made a parking lot.
Yep.
The small diner in the little market is starting to progress.
Well, I know there's construction on it.
Yeah. But there's no big projects coming.
And Caro, water problem issue?
So.
Not that you want me to ask, but I'll ask.
No, this is fine. And, you know, I'm glad it's actually in front and all four boards are talking about it. In the past, that wasn't the case. The EPA is willing to fund it. They have all these steps that we have to go through. The village has to apply. The town of Catskill, we're involved in it solely because the water line runs through the town of Catskill. So once the village applies for it, they get the funding awarded by the EPA. Delaware Engineering is going to design, and go for regulatory approval. Once we have that, the EPA and DOH will approve the plans, and we can put the project out for bid through normal process, and then we can start construction.
Will a town forgive any village taxes on that line, because that is a taxable, that line's coming through the town of Castle are taxable.
Yeah, right now there's no tax that the town of Catskill gets from that water line, and this water line is going to be extending into the town of Caro, so that would be up to them, not us.
So the water line right now extends to the limits of the town of Catskill?
Correct.
And then it will be extended on to the town of Caro?
Yep, the town of Caro is in the process of forming a district, a special water district solely for country estates.
So right now the town is not receiving any tax money for the water line running to the end of the town of Catskill for that area?
Correct.
No, that was an agreement or something?
It's just...
I mean, it's a long time ago, so
yeah.
It's kind of hard to think about that.
It's
utility lines running through towns are susceptible to town taxes.
Sure, the village pays the town of Athens a substantial amount of money.
The village pays the town of Catskill, although there's an agreement, offsetting agreement between the town and the village of Milton. Their transmission line, their water line, coming through Catskill, town of Catskill. That was because of the hydrant districts that the village, town of Catskill maintains. So there was an offsetting. The town of Catskill would pay the village of Catskill for the hydrants, and then the village of Catskill would pay the town of Catskill for the transmission lines. And I think there was an agreement at one time to eliminate those.
Oh, we're still paying the hydrant fees.
Yeah.
Well, I should ask them why they're not paying the transmission line fees.
Oh. Well, since they want to, that's the other thing we under new business. The village has asked us to look at our charge for the disposal of
leachate.
And maybe, maybe that. Maybe when you bring, you used to bring leachate from the...
We still do.
You still do?
Yeah. And what's it, 4 cents a gallon currently?
It has been, the price hasn't been updated since 1994.
That's when you were landfill, right?
Yeah.
It can't be that much. I mean, the landfill has been there, been silent for almost 50 years, at least. Or close to, maybe 30 years.
When last year, I think it was the 20th year, it was closed.
And that money's gone, right?
Nope, we had not closed that.
Still in reserve.
Correct.
For any issues that may come up.
Yep.
Since it's not going to be twilight at any time soon.
Still five towns involved.
Yes.
Okay, I think that's it.
Actually, Lloyd, for checking, are you talking about the gas line that's coming from what, Canada? Going down to the sea? Is that the gas line you're talking about?
It's an electric line.
Oh,
it's not gas.
There was a fuel line that's supposed to go.
Yeah, that was squashed because that was going to run along the thruway, I think.
Yeah, I was thinking, how are they going to get it over the creek there?
And yeah, that yeah. was.
That's not
what was the name of that? Dorian was on.
Yeah, that got squashed quick. It was going to run down the center of the thruway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Or.
Yes.
Yeah, that didn't make it. But the Champlain Power Project is going to be done in the next couple of years, and it's a good project for everybody involved.
Yeah, I think they
were
running by 20 sections.
Yeah.
20 estimate.
I think
they have
a schedule.
Okay. I did forget.
Can I ask enough questions?
No, yeah. If you got any more, fire away.
I have not put them anymore. Can I take off the door? Can I holler a couple minutes?
Yep, absolutely. I did forget that we received an email earlier today from Deb Schlenker about no parking enforcement in Maple. She's requesting signage, but there's a procedure that residents have to follow. They need to get a petition from the fellow residents. They would bring that to the town board, and then we would act on that after a public hearing.
So the problem with some of that, there's certain houses that don't have driveways. They have to park on the side of the road.
Right.
On Maple Street. So.
Right. Well, that'll go back to the whole, the neighbors with the petition.
The code software package, is that ready to go?
October, I'm told, is when the live date will be. They've been installing it and migrating everything, and it should go live in October.
Have you looked at it at all? Have a chance to look at it?
I have not had a chance. Speaking with our code office clerk, she's excited about it. It should definitely streamline and simplify some people's jobs, and it should also allow the public to get information quicker and apply for applications quicker.
It's very user-friendly.
Pardon?
It's very user-friendly.
And it'll also be a benefit to the planning and zoning boards once it's installed.
Oh, yeah. That's what it's supposed to be.
It's been a long process.
Oh, yeah.
And they had a lot of old data to migrate, and it's getting there.
So we have to amend resolution 69-2024. That's for the dual security system for town hall. When we approved it in June, we didn't specify where the money was going to come from. I believe our intent was for it to come out of ARPA. I need a motion to...
Motion to amend resolution 69-2024.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
One more question.
Yeah.
Court.
Yes.
Has the state finalized any issues with the town court as to it going to a central court? Catskill court was one of those to be combined. The state was going to take it over as part of a reorganization.
I haven't heard about that.
I haven't heard anything about that.
There was a bill passed in the state legislature. I don't know where it stands. Catskill was one of the, because of the amount of money that Catskill earns with the court system, it's within the top 5 or top 10. And it doesn't just affect Catskill.
Mm-hmm.
It affects all the town courts, and they were going to go to a central court system where there would be no more elected judges. There would be appointed judges, and usually there are going to be attorneys.
I knew they were trying to do legislation with the attorneys, but I think that failed at the same time when the town elections got moved.
The cycle change, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just curious. I
have to look into that.
That would have asked Judge Jacobs, because he sits on the
head about that one, because you don't really want to end up finding out tomorrow. You no longer know that would happen.
That's kind of like when the village shut off
the
lights, and we found out we had a village park the next day.
Are you sure?
I am not sure.
Okay, does the board have anything else?
We have another visitor. Does he have anything?
I'm just driving.
Do you have anything you want to talk about today?
Any updates on the sidewalk?
2 years.
2 years.
That's what we got from the legislators. It's their project.
Yeah, it's here.
It's coming.
Yeah, it's very, very something though. What about the lights?
It's part of that project. It's 2 years.
Yeah, it's all the same. Yeah.
Okay. With that, I entertain a motion to adjourn by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Good night, everybody.